Dollar climbs as Japanese rates push Brazil's real higher. Ian Lima, a fixed income portfolio manager at Inter Asset, introduces the piece by linking global rate shifts to the carry trade between Japan and Brazil and explains how these moves push the dollar higher and test the real. He notes that political tensions and market dynamics are shaping bonds, stocks, and currencies, setting the stage for a closer look at Brazil's currency path and the wider global rate story. Carry trades between Japan and Brazil push the real lower as investors unwind bets on rate differentials. A rise in Japanese yields fuels expectations of rate hikes, lifting global bond yields and tightening funding conditions. Escalating Middle East tensions push oil prices higher, feeding inflation concerns worldwide. Political noise in Brazil adds uncertainty and drives investors toward safer assets like the dollar. Brazil's stock market softens as higher rates weigh on risk assets, while energy and commodity names move differently. BRL 5.06, dollar rises as Japanese carry trade adjustments drive markets. Market snapshot: the US dollar finished at $5.06, a daily gain of 1.63%. Among the 31 most traded currencies, the Brazilian real weakened the most against the greenback. The benchmark stock index, the Ibovespa, slipped 0.61% to 177,284 points, while futures on interest rates climbed to fresh yearly highs. Why Japan's rates matter. Japan remains a prominent global borrower with a long history of ultra-low yields. Analysts say carry trades borrowing in Japan at low rates to invest in higher-yield markets like Brazil have started to unwind as signals shift toward higher Japanese and global rates. Recent data show the producer price index in Japan rising more quickly, fueling expectations of higher borrowing costs from the Bank of Japan. 10-year Japanese government bonds traded at their strongest levels in years, around 2.37%, and 30-year yields surpassed 4%, pressures intensified by the BOJ's current rate stance of 0.75% and an inflation outlook approaching 3%. Global and local drivers: a mix of international factors weighed on markets. The prospect of higher Japanese rates prompted capital to flow back home, tightening funding conditions abroad. In parallel, geopolitical frictions in the Middle East and questions over the flow of oil from key routes added to energy price volatility. Brent crude traded near $109 per barrel, with a rise tied to supply concerns and ongoing tensions. In Brazil, the combination of global rate highs and domestic political noise contributed to a tighter financial environment. Market reactions across assets: energy stocks followed the commodity updraft. Petrobras preferred shares rose about 1.0%, and ordinary shares climbed roughly 2.2%. Other commodity-linked names, including Prio 3, gained just over 2%, while Vale edged higher by around 0.8%. In contrast, sectors sensitive to financing costs bore the pressure, with retailers among the laggards as futures rates pushed higher. Pacific movers included MRV, Renner, and Magazine Luiza, which fell between about 1.6% and 3.1% on the session. In New York, major indices turned lower. The Dow Jones Industrial Average slipped about 1.1%, the S&P 500 fell around 1.2%, and the Nasdaq Composite declined roughly 1.5%. Analysts note the global risk backdrop, combined with shifting rate expectations and commodity dynamics, fed into a broad risk-off tone. Analyst prospective industry observers explain that the unwinding of carry trades can tighten financial conditions beyond Japan, affecting yields in the United States and Brazil as capital repatriates. A fixed income specialist highlighted that Japan's large role in global funding means rate moves their ripple through international markets, including emerging economies. They also noted that domestic political developments have the capacity to amplify currency volatility when investors reassess risk. Conclusion: the analysis underscores how the carry trade between Japan and Brazil interacts with shifting global rates to push the dollar higher and pressure the real. As Japanese yields trend upward and domestic Brazilian politics inject uncertainty, funding conditions tighten and risk assets face headwinds, even as energy and commodity names move in different directions. Rising oil prices tied to Middle East tensions amplify inflation concerns and contribute to a broader risk-off tone across bonds, equities, and currencies. In aggregate, the unwinding of carry trades and the evolving rate environment are likely to keep Brazil and other emerging markets volatile, demanding close attention to policy signals, risk appetite, and currency dynamics. Frequently asked questions: 1. What caused the dollar to climb past 5 reais today? The yen carry trade unwind, rising U.S. yields, and higher oil helped. Risk from tensions also played a role. 2. How does Japanese rate outlook affect Brazil's real? When Japan may raise rates, investors unwind carry trades. Funds move back to Japan, boosting the dollar and weakening the real. 3. What is carry trade and why does it matter for the BRL? Carry trade means borrowing in a low-rate country Japan and investing in a high-rate country Brazil. A shift back to Japan lifts the dollar and weakens the BRL. 4. How did the IBOVSPA and big stocks move today? IBOVSPA fell 0.61% to 177,284. Petrobras rose, fell up modestly, retailers fell as rates rose. 5. Do Middle East tensions and Brazilian politics matter for this move? Yes. Oil priced higher, risk grows, and the dollar strengthens. Political noise in Brazil added to uncertainty.